and welcome to the fourth episode of the Tell Me podcast. It's June, it's Pride Month, and today we're talking to Freddie. Hi, Freddie.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. So, Freddie, tell me a little bit about growing up.
So, when I was young, when I was very young, when I was in nursery, I remember it was all about marriage. Like, that's all kids wanted to do. They wanted to marry someone, and they'd all have someone that they were married to, and they'd have like a fake ceremony. And I married a girl. Supposedly, that was what I was supposed to do, I guess. So it was my female friend, and I just thought, I'm married to you. We're now married. We had a ceremony and everything. And one day, the climbing frame in my nursery playground was being renovated and rebuilt, and so a load of builder men came in to make this climbing frame, and I was very, very amazed by one of the builders, and I thought, I want to marry you. I don't want to marry my four-year-old wife. That was literally the moment. I remember it very, very vividly. I sort of, everything switched, and I realized I can be attracted to boys and not just have this strict sort of margin that I have to place myself in. I just realized it was boys that I liked.
And did you tell anyone?
I didn't dare tell anyone.
So even at that age, you realized that it was stigmatized?
I think it's films and books and everything. You just see all over the world, it's boy and girl, you know, tuxedo and dress, marriage. And that was what sort of love was portrayed as. Even people at 4 years old, they realise, like, that's the norm, that if you're not following it, you will feel like an outsider, and no one wants to feel like an outsider. So I just lied for the next 9 years or so, 10 years maybe. And when it came down to it, I think everyone realised I was gay before I had the chance to come out. So my come out, or the day I came out, felt very anticlimactic, and it was more filled with like people sort of saying, oh, I've always known, which I guess for people that aren't queer, I imagine they think it's better to say I've always known, so it's not such a crash of, you know, oh my god, he's gay. It's more, don't worry, I always knew. It's not a shock to me. But I wanted it to be like a big deal, because it was a massive deal to me.
Yeah.
Coming out, it was like my heart's palpating, and I'm saying to my mum, I don't just like girls. She's known since I was two and wore, you know, silver leggings and frolicked around in dresses. And I spoke about, I would say, like, boys, he's so handsome, but I would never say, I think he's handsome. I think, like, I would love to be with him. I don't know. It just felt so scary.
That's so interesting, that idea that it took you actually that long to process it. And in the meantime, you know, your family had already made assumptions about you.
It is quite weird. It's quite, there's like two sides of it. And I'm on one side trying to play this role, desperately trying to buy the clothes and talk about, you literally train yourself to talk about girls and say, for my, you know, point of view, it was all the boys around me were just saying, I like this girl, she's pretty because of this, da, da, da. It was never about boys being, they just didn't, no one dared to say it.
Did you not know anybody else who was gay?
No one spoke about it. It was just completely under this blanket. It was just hidden away. And it was always an insult. It was like, you're gay, as it, people would say, that's so gay, all the time, when I was in year five. Even nothing to do with, like, who you're attracted to, it was just an insult. And I remember that really, really started to scare me. And I would say to myself, you're not gay, you're definitely not gay, you're just being silly, like, it's just a weird phase that you're going through, and it'll pass, it's fine. And it takes a long time to come to terms with your sexuality if you're not straight. And I just wish I could go back and tell myself then that it's not going to be how I think it's going to be. because I used to think I'm going to have to play the role and actually marry a woman and not be with a man. It was just so alien to everyone.
And you come from a really supportive family.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you imagine what it's like for someone who doesn't?
I can't imagine that. I got to say I'm so lucky that I grew up with the family I have, and they're all super accepting. At any point, if I had said I like boys, they would have been completely okay with that. It's just, it's like your conscience is telling you you can't tell anyone. Just because of all the little, it's like little comments that friends make. I think that's a very big deal. And people don't think it's bad because they're not gay and they don't think it's, they think I'm straight, so it's fine. I'm not, I don't have a problem. Being gay is what's weird. And being queer is like what's alien to me. So I'm going to repel it and say it's not normal. And it's in fact really not okay, weirdly.
So I can understand why that might be in primary school. And then as you go through adolescence and you're in secondary school and, you know, sexuality becomes something that everybody is going through or experiencing changes around that. And yeah. And at that point, did it become much more difficult to keep pretending?
Well, when I was, you know, up to the age of 10, it wasn't such a massive deal to me because I was just a kid. I wasn't focused on being in relationships or, you know, you don't have like a sex drive or anything. You don't think about it nearly as much. But when you get to that age of 12, 13, or even 11, you start to really realise, as I'm sure you have, as I'm sure most people have, what sex you're attracted to and what sex you're not attracted to, or whether you're attracted to both. And I realised that I was attracted to both, and I would really, really try and make myself lean towards women and not think about men and treat them as... I think I tried to convince myself that men were not attractive, and I tried to sort of train my brain to be not at all interested in men as a whole and to just be friends with men. And I really tried to make a friendship circle of boys because it was considered gay to hang around with girls. And I've always been drawn to girls my whole life. I've never really been in, like, I've been in friendship groups with boys, but I haven't, it's not felt right. It's felt much more supportive and natural to me being around women. It's not the same case with every queer person, but for me it was much easier to speak to women, and they were always, or girls at the time, they were always much more accepting. Like, I don't think I could count on my hand how many times I've experienced homophobia from a girl, and I couldn't count the amount of times I've experienced homophobia from a man.
Have you experienced a lot of homophobia?
I've experienced homophobia today. The school that I go to, it's an all-boys school, and it's very, very, very homophobic and very toxic. And it's all... the word gay there is just a joke. It's a complete joke to them. And I can't imagine if I went to that school when I came out, I think I would have been completely, like, expelled from friendship groups and from... I mean, there's certain people everywhere that are okay with it, but... yeah, I must say it's boys. It's 99%. It is male. I think it's a sort of internalised homophobia and a masculinity thing. It's a mix of things, but I think that, yeah, it's always been boys that have made me feel not normal.
So going back, tell me about what led up to you actually having the courage to come out.
So I went travelling in year eight about 4 years ago, I think. Yeah, 4 years ago. And I was not around anyone that I knew for a long time. So it was for 6 months, and it felt like a sort of massive therapeutic break. And I'm really, really grateful for that, because it completely changed everything for me. I spoke to my mum a lot, and I spoke to my cousin a lot about sexuality, because I was getting to that age. And I just sort of eventually came to realise that there's no way around being gay, and it's not this thing that you have to sort of a void. It's a completely beautiful thing that we're so lucky in modern society that it's accepted. Yeah, it just took me, it took me a long time, but eventually I realised that it is who I am and I have to be true to myself. I can't just sort of keep playing this role for everyone around me. I have to think about myself and what I want for my future and for the now. And yeah, I remember a friend of mine called Jamie was the first person I ever came out to, and we had been really good friends for a long time. And I can't remember the exact conversation, but it was over text, and I just said, I think I'm gay. And she called me, and just, she was so happy for me, and it felt like this burst of release, this weird release, and it was terrifying, absolutely terrifying. And, you know, in the moment, I thought it was, I was thinking, oh, is this a good idea? Should I just keep going with this? Because I've come this far. And I realized, I think about a week later, I told a few of my friends, and I just started getting better and better, and I wasn't thinking about it as much. You think about it far more when you hide from it and you think about what's wrong with it, but once you sort of come to terms with it and realize it's completely okay, you don't it's not such a big factor of your life. It's just who you are.
Had it had a negative impact on your mental health?
Yes, a very, very negative impact. Yeah, it wasn't the fact that I was gay that had an impact on me so much. It was more the reaction that it had, because it spread like wildfire. Like I told, I decided that everyone can know, and I thought over time people would just, you know, ask me and I'll say, yeah, I am. But 3 weeks later, everyone knew, and it was a very, very scary thing. But it was a weird mixture of emotions. I sort of felt like I was finally telling everyone who I was and not faking it, not being this person that I wasn't. I was sort of, yeah, telling everyone who I actually was. That's what it felt like. I lost a few friends, actually. And boys started really, really, really behaving differently to me. And they wouldn't want to hang out with me alone often. And yeah, I didn't really know how to deal with that. To this day, I sort of, it's not perfect now. It's, yeah, it, you do get treated very differently. But all in all, it's so much better on the other side of things.
Do you think it's different for girls?
I don't really know much about that. I've spoken to friends that, my gay friends, female friends, and they've just told me that they've had this same experience where they felt completely alien to everyone and completely weird, and like there was this dark part of their personality. But I think it just takes time, and it takes sort of educating yourself and realizing that there's such a vast number of members of the LGBTQ community. It's such a big community, and so many people in the community are still sort of hiding away from who they are. And yeah, I thought that's what I wanted to say when I came on this podcast. I wanted to really assert the message that you should just look inside yourself and think about what you want and not think about what you think people want from you. It's not about what other people want, your sexuality and your, you know, who you want to be with. It's all about what you want.
Do you think it would have been helpful for you to have an app like Tell Me when you were like 12 or 13?
Oh my God, definitely. I would have literally, that's the exact sort of support system that I would need. And I really like the anonymous aspect of it, because for many people, coming out isn't just like, okay, now I'm going to do it, I'm going to tell everyone, and whoever likes it is going to like it, and whoever doesn't, doesn't. I think it's brilliant on Tell Me because you can sort of, it's sort of like a practice and a way of working out how to go about, you know, thinking about your identity and about who you are.
We have so, well, in fact, we did a survey last year, and I think 56% of our users identified as being LGBTQ+, which just shows how needed it is to be able to connect to other people and talk about these things. And you're right, it is a place to rehearse. We have, young people who come on and they will talk about their dental braces, and their first three posts will be about getting their braces tightened, and then they'll make a post going, I think I'm bisexual. And it's great. It's like, you know, it's a safe space. Yeah,
it's brilliant. I really wish I had had that growing up. I think I was just, mental health was not, it's, I mean, it was still a big thing then. It was still very much, it wasn't like overlooked or anything, but it has changed a lot recently with apps and things. You can speak to people online, and I wish I'd known about that then. I was just looking up BuzzFeed quiz, am I gay? What's my sexuality? And yeah, that was all I really had.
What about school? Were they helpful at all?
I think school, they really tried to be helpful. I mean, staff members, they were really sort of on trying to make me feel more comfortable. But it's such a tricky thing to go about if you don't have, if you haven't had the experience. It's quite a, like, I can't really imagine being straight and trying to help a kid come out, because you've never really had that experience of feeling not right about something.
But were you the only person who was gay in your year or in your school?
But when I came out, I was, yeah. There had been, like, rumours, and people, like, spread things around, and they make assumptions of people. But I guess I sort of felt like I had to come out to everyone by the end, because people were telling me I was gay and saying, I know you're gay, and saying all these weird, like, I don't know, boys say really cruel things about your sexuality. I don't really know completely why, but...
I do find it amazing that, you know, as a society, we're really open about people being gay. You know, there's such a sort of positive approach, and people are so accepting, and yet your own personal experience was literally traumatic.
I haven't really spoken about it in such depth, other than to, I had a therapist for 2 years, just after lockdown began. And I spoke to her about it a lot, but it was really sort of, it was a weird feeling that everyone around me didn't really care, and I shouldn't care so much, but it is a massive deal. I still don't really know why it's such a big deal, but it is a very big deal, yeah. I think coming to terms with who you are as a queer person, it's very tricky, and you don't have a lot of support systems around you. Or I had, the thing is, I had plenty of support systems. I had people that I could go to, and I could have told my mum I was gay when I was 4 then, when I realised, but I just didn't feel safe. It felt too much. It felt like I was giving away too much, sort of. So yeah, I think apps like Tell Me are really great for taking those baby steps into accepting who you are and coming to terms with who you are, and yeah, figuring out your identity. It's a great place with the anonymity of it.
What you describe when you talk about sort of pretending, like masking who you are, could you describe the process of stopping wanting to be what you perceived as normal and beginning to accept who you are?
When I was, I think I was in year 8, at the beginning of year 8, when I went travelling with my family. But before then, it started to feel like it was this thing inside of me that had to come out, and it felt like I was lying to all these people around me. I think over the course of that break from everyone, I had a lot of time to think about what I want for myself and what I know that is, because you know, you really do know. By that age, it feels like you sort of, you, not for everyone, but you start to really understand that what you do like and what you don't like. It's not like this sort of grey area that it was when I was very young. Yeah, I had plenty of people around me that I could have told. I just felt like it was a sort of disease or something. Like it was something I can't tell people. I can't show people because they'll see me differently. But on the other side of things, I've realised that when you do come out and tell people, it really assorts the people who you want to be around and the people who you don't want to be around. People that weren't accepting of me being queer immediately weren't, you know, they didn't want to associate with me. So it was good in a way. It was a good way of saying, like, I don't want to be around you if you're going to think that way of me. And you find this whole collection of people who are completely accepting of who you are. And it's, yeah, it just makes it a lot easier in finding the people that are good for you.
When you came back from traveling, we almost went straight into lockdown. So how did that impact you?
It was a year after, actually, that we went into lockdown, almost exactly a year after, in March. And for that year, it was just all about... It was me not realising that I was gay, but more realising that I had to sort of, at some point, tell people. I can't just keep putting this mask on. I had to sort of grow into myself. That's what it felt like. And then suddenly we got hit with lockdown, and I didn't have this support system of friends that I could speak to. And I hadn't come out... Oh, I had come out to my family then. I came out to my family in November 2019, and it was just after my grandma passed away, which was really, really hard for me, and still is. I feel like I'm still mourning her. But I think it was a really weird experience because I had so much going on in my head that I didn't want this additional thing weighing on me to tell my family. I told my friends, all my friends, before I told my family. I remember really having the feeling of, I don't want my parents to come to a wedding with a man. It was a really weird thought. Like, I didn't want my parents to not be proud of me. Little did I know that they knew, they all knew, they all sort of assumed things. The moment, literally the day I came out, it just felt like this complete weight had come off, and I felt so much more normal around my family. I mean, it took a while. It took a few weeks of feeling a little bit awkward about, you know, talking about boys and talking about that sort of stuff with my sisters and the rest of my family. But over time, it just got a lot easier. And then when lockdown started, I had, you know, online friends, which was, it was a great help, like FaceTiming my friends and speaking to them. But lockdown is where I began my journey of not just being a gay man, but experimenting with androgyny and expressing myself the way that I want to. And in a way, lockdown did help me with that because I wasn't, you know, being watched all the time. People didn't see me sort of develop this identity that I have now. It was just, I went back to school in September and I looked completely different. And I turned a lot of heads and a lot of people. I experienced a lot of bullying, but all in all, I know that I would have been so much less happy being closeted then, and being closeted now, it would be insane. It's a much worse experience having that on the inside than having a few silly people give, you know, influenced opinions about you.
And if you could go back in time, what advice would you give little Freddie?
I think I'd just say, you're gay. It's okay, you're gay. But it'll take a while to be okay with that, but it'll get a lot easier, I think. I just thought it would be impossible, and I'd think about it all the time, thinking, oh my God, I'm not gonna have like someone that I want. I'm not gonna be able to be with someone that I want because I have to just hide it. And yeah, I wish I could say that you eventually come out and you, everyone around you is okay with it. Not everyone, but the people that matter.
Do you think it all gets easier as you get older?
Yeah, literally year to year, it gets easier and easier. You sort of realise more and more over time. And you meet people, you meet all sorts of queer people, and it gets much more normalised. Obviously, that's not the case with everyone, but for me, yeah, it definitely got much easier. It's still getting easier, I think.
So what does the future hold?
I think I'm still on the journey of sort of becoming completely okay with who I am. And I'm quite a bit of the way through the journey of working out my identity. And yeah, I'm not fully there yet. I'm not fully sure about who I am, but yeah, it's a lot better than it was before. I think I can see a lot of good, sort of goodness in the future.
Freddie, thank you so much for sharing your story. That was absolutely amazing.
Thank you for having me, Susie.